Hard and sick.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Present. Director Blanton?
Present.
Here.
Here. Director Nguyen? Director Tran? Director?
Here.
Director Whittaker?
Here.
There he is.
I can't hear it. Did, was my name called?
Roger, are
I'm
you
present.
Talking?
Can't hear you.
Let me call back in.
Okay. Now is the time for visitor participation. Would anybody like to speak? We'll listen. Okay, guess nobody wants to speak. Shall we move to the consent calendar? Do I have a motion?
Take a motion.
A second.
Okay.
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Whittaker?
Aye.
That motion carries with six yes votes, with Directors Nguyen, Sheldon, Tran, and Yeo absent.
Okay.
Oh.
Excuse me, I'm back in here. Can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay. Sorry, I had to call in again.
And are you voting yes on the consent calendar?
Yes, please register me as a yes. Thank you.
Okay. Is that all right?
That motion carries.
He was on. I guess he couldn't hear.
We've got seven yes votes.
Okay. Now moving on to informational items, the SAPA update, Director Whittaker.
Yes, yesterday morning's Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority meeting was fairly light. There were two informational items. One was classification and comparison of employee salaries and benefits. And the second was a discussion on the Riverwalk, where mostly annual assessments are done to determine suitable habitat for the Santa Ana sucker and to be able to measure that from year to year. That was about it. Details are in the packet as well.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to water resources.
I just wanted to highlight one number.
Okay.
So this is the end of year report for 23-24. All the data is preliminary, but I just wanted to highlight on the first page, when you look at water production, it's about a third of the way down. And it says what estimated groundwater pumping was for the year. And the number is 283,736. That is the number the CFO and I look at every month. We budgeted for groundwater pumping of 280,000 acre feet. So we came in a little bit high, which is good, but this is our revenues. This is what, how much RA revenue we get. So we had a good year, came in just a little bit high on groundwater pumping. So the CFO is very happy, and also the general manager.
Okay, good. Thank you for pointing that out. And next we have action agendas, property management, Director Sheldon.
Thank you, Madam President. The information can be found in the packet that's attached. Thank you.
Groundwater replenishment.
Yes, also the information is contained in the packet.
Okay, water issues.
Ditto.
All right. And admin finance.
Yes, I actually chaired that as well. Information is in the packet, yes.
Okay. Wow, we should have just turned this.
Busy month, yeah.
Okay, verbal reports. I do not have a, well, I guess I have a short president's report. But last week, yeah, we went to UCI. A number of us went, but Lisa Haney actually gave the report. Assemblywoman Dixon called this meeting, and it was on sand replenishment. Many areas need sand, and we have the sand. It's just expensive. So anyway, Lisa had a dating app for sand, and she was the hit of the day. And anyway, it went really well. It was really interesting. Gina and Alicia went, John went, Lisa went, I went. Who am I forgetting? Anybody else?
That's it for most.
Okay. Okay, that's it for us. But it was a good meeting.
I will talk last.
Okay.
Is there any outlook for grants and things for cities to pay for the movement of the sand or help that? Because with the erosion of the beaches, eventually it's going to cause all kinds of other costs. Why don't we get ahead of this?
And that's what the discussion was. You were a mind reader. So lots of, you know, lots of.
Yeah, we have applied in the past. We'll be applying again. Yeah, and we've rallied, like, looks like we've rallied the whole county to work together. And so we have a lot of momentum right now, we hope. And hopefully it will turn into some success in getting grants. Yeah.
We've been turned down for what, two grants. Okay. And then one, you're at the tail end of their grant where they have no money, and that's San Francisco, but they have allowed us to come in and work with them on this app. So that might help. Yes, for sand. People from UCI, city, state, county, EPA, Corps of Engineers, a big gathering, lots of people, and you would think with that much, that many knowledgeable people that maybe we can solve this. So, okay, and general manager?
Nothing to report.
Okay. Directors? Anybody? Okay. General counsel?
Thank you, Madam President. We have two closed sessions this evening. One is a conference of labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, with OCW's designated representative being Stephanie Dozier and the employee organization being the OCEA. We also have a conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D in the case of OCWD versus 3M et al. And I recommend we recess to closed session.
Okay, we are recessed.
So we have to replenish it every few years, but like the initial thought was you go up to Seal Beach, dump a bunch, and then.
Okay, we've returned to closed session to discuss labor negotiations and existing litigation, and there are no reportable items from the closed session.
Okay, we are adjourned at 6:25.